Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy and I'm joined by
Chris Gillam.
Coming up, we have more items of news and a couple of features which we hope will interest you. First, however, we have Information Desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are coming up, and a chance to keep in contact.
The NNAB Theatre Group are going to Guys and Dolls at the Theatre Royal on Wednesday the 4th of May at 2:30 p.m. A sizzling tale of New York gamblers, gangsters and nightclub singers with Broadway's greatest show-stopping tunes. Touch tour and audio describe performance. A minibus leaves from the NNAB main car park. The cost is £23.50. Please book by Monday the 21st of March. To book, you call Mark or Elaine at the NNAB on 01603 629 558. I repeat, 01603 629 558.
Just a reminder that the avenues will be closed on the 22nd of March to reconstruct the traffic humps. Access to properties will be maintained at all times and businesses remain open. Bus companies will be making alternative arrangements.
NNAB Garden Eyes is putting on an event at Highways Garden Centre on Monday the 4th of April. The cost is £3.50 for the minibus. Please pay on the day. Highways sells everything for the garden, clothing, footwear, cooking and gift departments. The restaurant has coffee and cake and a cooked dinner. Leaving the NNAB main car park on Magpie Road at 10 a.m. and returning by 3 p.m. Booking is essential. Please ring Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. Or email Mark Smith at nnab.org.uk. But you must do so by the 21st of March.
Norwich Playhouse will be presenting Backstage in Biscuitland on Saturday the 2nd of April at 7:30 p.m. Running time is approximately 60 minutes and it's suitable for ages 14 plus. Jess Tom has Tourette's, a condition that makes her say biscuit 16,000 times a day. This two-woman show weaves comedy, puppetry, singing and incredible tics to explore spontaneity, creativity, disability, and things you never knew would make you laugh. Audio description is integral to the show, and there will be an on-stage touch tour from 6:30 p.m, led by Jess Mabel Jones, who plays Chopin in the production, with lots of fun props to play with. Tickets are from £6. To book the touch tour, telephone 01603 612 580. That's 01603 612 580. To book tickets, telephone the box office on 01603 598598. That's 01603 598598.
Now on to our first batch of news items, which have a bit of a business theme to them. We hear of Aviva's recent results, the success of a local chocolate maker who has found new markets for his goods, but first, the loss of a fundraising call centre.
A Norwich fundraising call centre has gone into liquidation with the loss of up to 150 jobs, with managers citing mounting pressure from industry watchdogs. Insight CCI suffered at the hands of regulators and adverse publicity following the death of 92-year-old poppy seller Olive Cook in Bristol last year, said Managing Director Melvin Hill. The company piled up debts of more than £700,000 after charities, fearing a negative reaction from continuing to use fundraising agencies, withdrew their business. Staff were given just a few days' notice of the closure on February the 26th, and have said they are still waiting for their wages. Mr. Hill said he had done everything he could to help employees, but conditions at the firm, based on St. Andrew's Hill, had become too difficult to carry on. Until August last year, fundraisers were allowed to contact people on a no-call list, the telephone preference service, if they were already donors to the charity, but the rules were tightened following her death. Insight CCI, which raised money for charities including Macmillan's Cancer Support and Diabetes UK, is thought to be the seventh call centre to go under since the climate became tougher.
Aviva is in good shape after the completion of phase one of its turnaround plan, but there remains work to be done in the long run. That was the message from Group Chief Executive Mark Wilson as the insurance giant revealed 2015 profits had climbed to £2.7 billion, up by 20%, as the company's integration with Friends Life following its £5.6 billion takeover moved faster and better than expected. Mr. Wilson, who launched Aviva's recovery plan 3 years ago following a city revolt over performance, said Aviva has gone from being a couch potato to being able to run a 10-kilometre race in quite a quick time, but we are some way off completing our marathon. The value of new business rose by 24%, the 12th consecutive quarter of growth, while life insurance operating profits stepped up 20% to £2.4 billion. Mr. Wilson said focusing on a small number of markets had delivered a balance sheet which was one of the strongest and most resilient in the UK market. Aviva is now a stronger and more focused business. We have completed the fixed phase of our transformation. As the headquarters of Aviva UK GI, Norwich will continue to be a key area for Aviva, and I am very proud to have the opportunity to lead a business which plays such an important role in the local community.
Handmade chocolatier Knorr has set itself the target of supplying 40 overseas markets as consumers around the world acquire a taste for British confectionery. The five-year-old company has struck deals with distributors across the world, which meant that last year, half of the 1.2 million products made at its 70,000 square foot factory in Hall Road, Norwich, were bound for abroad. And while the firm is already selling in 25 markets around the world, it has set itself a goal of adding a further 15, having signed deals to sell in China, the Middle East, and Scandinavia, with exports expected to rise to 60% this year. The plan was to build the company in the UK, but exports have just taken over for us, said Director Matt Ligon. At the moment, we can't keep up with the level of interest we're getting, he said. Knorr has taken on two new chocolatiers, adding four new staff to its workforce of 22 in the past year, and last year invested more than £50,000 in its packing line. Mr. Ligon puts the brand's success down to its light-hearted and quirky take on the premium chocolate market, which he said rivals sought to imitate. But there's so much interest in British confectionery, he said.
His quick thinking helped a friend in his hour of need, and now he will be honoured as Norwich City's community hero at the home match against Manchester City. Sigurd Sorburn, known as Ziggy to his friends, is being recognised for his calm and mature actions after a car hit his close friend Joe Fisher, who is a player in the Community Sports Foundation's Player Development Centre. They were walking to school when Joe was hit at 30 miles an hour, lifting him up in the air and breaking his pelvis, as well as knocking him unconscious. Siggy, who is 12, immediately jumped into action, calling an ambulance for his friend, before getting hold of Joe's mum, Lisa, to tell her what had happened. After Joe regained consciousness and became visibly distressed, Siggy continued to talk to him to reassure him that an ambulance was on the way and that he would be okay. When the emergency services arrived, Siggy gave details of the accident and did not leave his friend's side until he was safely in the ambulance. Joe is now out of hospital and, according to his mum, describes Siggy as his hero. Asked by footballer Nathan Redmond how he kept so calm, Ziggy replied simply, "I just did what anyone else would have done."
As if abseiling down one of the city's most iconic buildings was not nerve-wracking enough, a group will be doing it in fancy dress. A team of five members of staff from the Norfolk Museum Service will be taking on the challenge for Cancer Research UK, alongside members of the public. The event will mark the first time members of the public have scaled the walls of Norwich Castle. Abseiling down the building on Saturday, the Fearless Five are taking the opportunity to celebrate the castle's original builders by calling themselves the Norman Knights. They will be wearing outfits from Norwich Castle's Learning Department replica costume store. The team have already beaten their £1,500 target, having raised £1,700 ahead of Saturday's event.
Our second feature comprises extracts from David James's article on the career of David Clayton, known to all listeners of Radio Norfolk on the occasion of his retirement as editor of the radio station. It is read by Peter Dennington.